to develop intuition or intuitive awareness, we just witness our heart. Welcome all faith in the Dharma. Witness your heart. You got a lot of clinking. Okay? Witness your heart. When you talk to people, you want to talk to people like that? With a lot of clinking, with a lot of sadness, or with whatever emotion, anger, envy or whatever. Why you have to talk with anger, envy or whatever unwholesome feeling? Why? Can witness your heart? Okay? Because your mind not wake up. Your mind become thought all the time. When your mind wake up, your heart start to wake up. Okay? When your mind wake up from thought, this is your mind, your problem is your mind lost in thought. Now I tell you, do meditation by wash your breathing, but seeing your breathing and all other feelings, then you got seeing more, your mind wake up. But now you got something on your head to help your mind more conscious, more wake up. That's right. So can you stay here? Even you lost, can you come back here very quickly? Because this is your salvation. This is will bring you to salvation, okay? Salvation, that means first free from thought. Then you can free from all desire and attachment. If you cannot free from thought, lost, blah, thinking, and you cannot witness the knower, the knower go very fast with thought, okay? So witness the knower. How to witness the knower? Just, it look like you know the word scanning yourself. Can you scan yourself? Can you? Not only scan yourself, can you selfie yourself? Selfie and scan and selfie and scan and selfie, can you? All one word, selfie. Because now selfie means you selfie all around. Can you selfie today, the whole day you walk smart, work smart, speak smart, can you selfie yourself? So one word will help you wake up. Even you close your eye, can you selfie yourself? Selfie your sitting posture, your breathing, your smiling, your sensation, your thought, your heart, can you selfie? You know, my master selfie in the meditation. More selfie. Wake up 100%. The inner body come and sit in front you, the inner body. So now I know how to wake up 100%. Your inner body will come out from your body only when you pass away. Okay? Why you not train your inner body to wake up and watch and see yourself in front? My master just write his meditation experience. When he got calmness, stillness, then he just contemplate the body. And he got very mindfulness and awareness. His inner body come and sitting in front. But today, I just tell you, I know how to wake up. I got some experience, but it's very, very amazing, okay? But I know how to wake up, but I'm not good like my master. My master can wake up whenever he wants. Even he walk, he got inner body wake up, can see this person walk, okay? Even he talk, he had inner body wake up, okay? This is he wake up and he contemplate this body impermanent suffering and not self. That's why you only now only 5% wake up, fall in, wash and collapse, wash, collapse and fall asleep. How do you wake up 100%? Are you sure the picture? My master write a picture. When he meditation, he not only wash from here, see the body who is breathing. He wake up in front, face to face. Okay? Face to face. And he just observe this body. He is impermanent. It got heartbeat. But the inner body no heartbeat. Okay? He just observe. And this inner body become more shining. And become more release. And become more, more dispassion. And letting go. And liberation. Okay? So now I just teaching you only 5%, you say difficult. Wake up here, you told me difficult. I got my challenge. I must be skillful like my master. Wake up 100%. I sit here, my inner body wake up. Now wake up, not 100%, okay? Because I'm not enlightenment yet. My master already enlightened. He wake up 100%, okay? He wake up 100%, okay? So he wake up 100%. He teach, he talking to you here, but he can maybe go bin tabat, go for arm rounds in somewhere in Thailand together, okay? He sitting here, he can go anywhere, okay? Because he wake up 100%, okay? He say, this body like a glass, glass. You say, glass, that is the inner tissue inside. When you are young, you just bring the tissue inside, come, and then you just play music, beep. You know? So this is inner body. He say, you must be skillful, can bring the inner layer of glass, bring out, bring in, bring out, bring in anytime you want, okay? And I just was very young. I know how to bring out. I tell my master, I bring out and then I play float. My master laughing. You are young. I was 70 years. I can take out the inner, but inner take out and play music. Float. My master can go out, go in, anytime he want, fully wake up. I teach you here, you say, oh, how to maintain here. Oh, this is only a bit, chip joy, okay? You know, chip joy. In Thailand, you use the word chip joy, you say a bit, we call chip joy. So now, wake up now. Why I am sitting, you, why still sleeping? I'm sitting, you must sitting with me. You, inside, you. Tell your son, you. You naughty boy, wake up. I'm sitting, you naughty boy, always sleeping, and make me sleepy. Naughty boy, wake up. I sitting, you must sitting with me. If you only wake up this consciousness, no need to bring out, only wake up, full conscious. This is Dhamma eye. And you just see how the enlightenment in this life, in 7 days, 7 months, 7 years. Okay? But wake up 100%, that is by the power of Samatha, power of Jitta, power of mind. My master, enlightenment with both power of mind and wisdom. Okay? I don't have a lot of power as my my master, but I can connect to him. Okay? Okay? When I give you Dhamma talk, it look like sometimes he give Dhamma talk. You listen from my master. Okay? That's why I wake up. Then I can absorb my master Dhamma, my master meditation come to you. Okay? So, naughty boy, more wake up, more awareness. How to wake up? Smile, I smile, it become full consciousness. You smile, maybe smile a bit, smile, oh okay, good, smile. Now you must practice more smile and trust in the Buddha, because it is said in the doctrine, trust and smile or bliss in your heart with trust. You can see things as they are. See things as they are and see the world inside. Now you smile, trust in the Buddha. You can see the world inside. The world of all formation of mind, illusion, delusion, okay? Attachment, desire. When you wake up, you can see you got a lot of illusion, desire, attachment. When you not wake up, you not see, you not believe. You have a lot of illusion, desire, you not believe. But when you wake up, oh, I see. I just see I have illusion inside, delusion inside. Now when you wake up, you can see you already lost in your whole life. When you wake up now, oh, I see the path. There is the light inside. When you wake up only, consciousness, become consciousness, okay? With your body, okay? This is enough for enlightenment, okay? And then you just contemplate, okay? Contemplate sleep body. But for me, I got my challenge. My master told me when I was young, wake up. Like a gas pipe, inner pipe come out. Like you pay the inner pipe, take out, take in, take out, take in. So I feel challenged when I was young. Okay? So now I try to find way to wake up 100%. Okay? But I teaching you way to wake up only 10%. You say, oh, difficult master, how to wake up? Okay? You must say see those enlightenment wake up 100%. Lung Pu Wan, just give you talk. Somebody see Lung Pu Wan, go arms out somewhere. Okay? Yeah, they wake up 100%, okay? That means from one body you can make miracle. Two body, three body, four body, 10 body, 100 body at the same time, okay? With the spiritual body, okay? This is wake up. But this not necessary for enlightenment. This is somebody wake up with power, but somebody wake up with wisdom and not much power. Okay? So the Buddha said during the Buddha time, many monks wake up with power. Okay? Many monks wake up with power. Okay? Can fly, can go anywhere, can go out the universe, can go to the sun, the moon, can go to the other universe. My master also write about universe. He don't have knowledge about universe, but he write, he got already experience to explore. Some universe got two suns, some universe got three suns, some universe got five suns, four suns. And this printing in the book, the famous scientist come to interview my master. How you know? You don't have knowledge. You don't have telescope. How you know? I go already. I went already. How you know? I went to explore already. Okay? So this is because he enlightened men with power and wisdom. Okay? But the Buddha say more and more. After the Buddha passed away, more enlightenment with wisdom, but less power. Okay? during the Buddha time, more enlightenment with power. Okay? But more 1,000-2,000 years later, they still got enlightenment monk, but only with wisdom, but no power. Okay? Cannot fly, cannot go to the universe, cannot go to touch the moon, the sun, cannot. Okay? So now this is the spiritual power. So now we just wake up for enlightenment. Don't expect the spiritual power. Wake up in this state, only fully awareness, enough, full awareness. It looks like your son, your naughty boy upset you with desire. That, I want to eat. Then that, eat. That, I want to drink. That, I want to buy this new thing, new taste. Okay? Now your desire from your naughty boy make you got a lot of affirmation to look for things for your desire. Okay? So now just wake up. Right? Today I just turn over, wake up. With sky reflection. When you see sky, your consciousness become expanding or not? Okay, this is, I just use analogy. This is like the antenna dish. Before you have really small antenna dish, and then it collapse. Now the Buddha say, just turn over your heart, turn over. Today I teach you how to turn over. Reflect sky. This is enough, okay? And then it's expand. Full consciousness. And then when you got breathing meditation, you got breathing into the sky or into your spirit and soul as big as God. This technique I got from Lung Pu Chia, Wat Asokala. He passed away last year. 99 years, 7 months passed away. How he practiced meditation, you know? He used sky meditation. You don't have to do anything. When you sit meditation, just feel like sky everywhere. And feel like you sit in the sky. That's good enough. Okay? Can you feel like the sky everywhere? And it looks like you sit in the sky. Can you? Just reflect the sky the way you think, the way you feel. Not imagine the sky. Reflect and feel the feeling of sky. Okay? And when you sit, you got sky everywhere. Or consciousness everywhere. Now you sit in the sky. So, you know you got your power. You will have more confidence. But now you sit, walk in a sadness, in a burdensome, okay? But Lung Pu Chia say, just format your heart, become sky. By reflect the sky, the way you think, the way you feel. You think about family, you feel burdened. You think about job, you feel heavy. Think about the sky, your heart become very light. Can you stay here for the whole period of meditation? Okay? Can you stay here? That's why I tell you to have a book on your head. When you have a book on your head, you feel something inside wake up. Because you need to sit straight up, not falling book from head. Then you got in your heart, consciousness wake up. So now how to wake up? I give you more technique. Smile. Practice smiling really often. Smile. 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 Okay? This is meditation. wake up meditation. Smile, smile, smile. When you smile, smile, smile. All in the knowing, all in the seeing. You got knowing, seeing, seeing, knowing, knowing, seeing, seeing, knowing. This is Dhamma eye. Okay? From this Dhamma eye, you will be enlightenment in 7 days, 7 months, 7 years. So I got shortcut. Smile, 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 smile. Okay? But this is said by the Buddha. There are two ways of enlightenment. Natural way, by bliss and joy in your heart and trust. I use one word, smile. Okay? Smile with trust in the Buddha. Smile with joy and bliss in your heart. Smile. Okay? And after you smile, the Buddha said, you got sensing, seeing yourself. Okay? Smile, smile. You got sensing yourself. You got sensing how you sit, sensing how you think, sensing how you feel. How you? I use one word, selfie. Smile and selfie. This is the same as the Buddha said. Bliss and joy in your heart. Then you got seeing the world inside. Seeing things as they are. Now, selfie, smile and selfie. So when you smile and selfie, how to smile and selfie? Now I need to take some picture of you now. Okay? Smile and selfie. When I count, one, you not smile, you put concentration on my camera. When I count two, you smile and selfie. You are smiling good enough for make a shot or not? Smile, 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 smile. And I not count three. I give you time 10, 15 minutes to check, to see, to realize how your smile good enough. And then after 10, 15 minutes, I see everything is okay. I will take a shot. Okay? Smile, 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 smile. I tell you, this is my full way of wake up. You think it's, or maybe it's something like a joke, but it's not a joke. It's the essence teaching of the Buddhist teaching. Smile and sensing yourself. One word, selfie. Can you selfie your body? Sporter? Can you selfie this person sitting and breathing in? Can you selfie this person sitting and breathing out? What I teaching you all day, you just have only one word, selfie. Now you have camera. 100 camera. Can you sense yourself? How you sit? How you breathing in? How you breathing out? How you the? How your stomach rising? How your stomach falling? Can you sense the movement of your body? Sense the movement of your breathing? Selfie. Selfie, you get everything and bring you to the path inside. Try now. Okay? Selfie. Selfie your body, can you? Selfie your whole body, can you? How you look smart. Selfie your face, can you? If you can selfie your body, you can see your mind, your thought. Then selfie your thought, you can see your thought calm down, and then you can see your feeling. Then selfie your feeling, then you can see your formation of mind in your heart. Okay, that's from thought. Selfie the formation of mind, then you can see the mental quality in your heart inside. How to selfie and let go all desire and attachment in the mental quality in your heart. How? Smile and selfie. You can see you cannot smile blindly because something clinking make you only smile a bit. Can you selfie your smile? Got a difficult smile inside because you got attachment inside. Can you see? Selfie, selfie. So, samatha and vipassana, one word, selfie. You don't have to think how to do samatha, how to do vipassana. Can you selfie yourself? When you walk, look like there are 100 camera take your picture. Okay? Can you selfie yourself? Even don't have anybody, but you know 100 eye. Who? Deva eye. Angel eye seeing how you speak, how you do. Or deity eye, okay? You do things people don't know that, but deity know you do bad or you do good. Okay? Can you selfie yourself? Okay, but if you selfie yourself, you trust your karma, don't worry about deity eye. You know if you do good, you get the good result. You do bad, you get the bad result. So trust in your karma. Okay? Trust in your samma. And you know, listen to me. Now you selfie yourself from pure mind. That's right? And pure mind is empty. That's right? More emptiness, more selfie yourself. You know, when whatever you do, good karma or bad karma, it recorded in emptiness. Because your mind emptiness, it got million peak, can recording what, how you doing, how you speaking, unlimited. So when you die, then in your recorder, they take a film, bring out. Okay? What film will give you F result first? What film? There are two karma that will give you the first result. The severe karma, very serious karma, you do extremely bad and extremely good. This film you come and bring fortune to you first. Okay? And the latest karma, before you die, the latest karma will bring the fortune to you first. Okay? So now, you don't know. You already done good and bad. You don't know you have to do good because whatever you do is recorded in your emptiness. My empty. Don't have to say about deity or God always see you, but you already recorded into your mind empty. Okay? Now everything, every action, every posture is recorded already. You cannot escape from your karma. It's already recorded. Okay? And it will give you fruition. The first one, that is the latest karma, will give you the first fruition. And the severest one, okay, really serious karma, okay, will give you fruition first. So now, just tell yourself, now, okay, I have done really serious or severe karma a lot, good and bad, but you still have chance. Even you do bad, many things bad, you still have chance because the lesser karma will give you the first fruition. If you do the lesser karma from now to the last second of your life, do good, merit. Even you do severe karma in the previous, not previous life, in this life. But from now, you accept already that you do a lot of things bad. And you ask for suggestion how to go far away from your karma. You must develop from now only good karma. Because from now is the latest karma. If you die today, tomorrow, next week, next month, karma from now will give you the first fruition. Okay? Priority. Okay? So now, doesn't matter what you did wrong before. From now, must do good only. This is your last chance. Okay? Your last chance. Okay? Now your last chance. From now, you must practice meditation, mindfulness, meditation, awareness, vipassana more and more. This is your last chance. Okay? So now, just wake up. Wake up, like reflect the sky now to your heart. Okay? Reflect the sky and not sleepy. Eh? Wake up. Reflect the sky and move your right hand now. What happened? You got consciousness, sensing your movement. That's right. First, you not wake up. I must teach you, watch your right hand movement, watching. This is samatha. Okay? But now you wake up a bit, then you just sensing from your consciousness. This is vipassana. Can you send your movement? From consciousness. Okay? From consciousness. So how important consciousness is? I will explain to you the next session. Okay? About the five aggregate. We have five aggregate. This one. Body aggregate. And the second aggregate is sensation. The third aggregate is perception. The fourth aggregate is thought. The fifth aggregate is consciousness. Okay? What we practice in samatha and vipassana to wake up consciousness. Now your consciousness lost here. Okay? Lost here because you just understand this body is the composition of five aggregate of body and mind. Okay? Body and mind. Okay? But you know, my master say, mind, there is conditioning mind and pure mind. Consciousness is pure mind. Sensation, perception, and thought is conditioning mind. So my master interpret body is the composition of body, mind, and consciousness. Okay? You must keep pair your consciousness with your body. My master say, when you feel conscious with your body, that means you're conscious with your body. But your consciousness don't like to stay with your body. When you look beautiful thing, your consciousness leave your body. When you hear somebody speak good or bad, your consciousness leave your body. Your consciousness away, leave your body and to get closer to perception, sensation and thought, and get hanging around in present feeling and present feeling and perception and thought. That's right. Okay, so now how to wake up? Just bring consciousness. Can you draw consciousness from perception, from sensation, from thought? Draw to your body. Can you draw? Maybe you just shi gong one time. Draw. Or you smile deeply. Draw. Or you just watch your breathing in long and feel your breathing in long. You can draw your consciousness to your body. But your consciousness won't stay long on your body. When you look at something, it disappears with eye contact. Listening to things, it disappears with ear contact. Then you must often play Qi Gong again. No, only breathing in long to bring your consciousness come back. Okay? So you know, But if you got wisdom, you don't have to pray qigong. Your wisdom to realize just the right pair. Consciousness must have a right pair with body. Consciousness, you have the wrong pair with mind, with conditioning mind. You have wrong pair. You always feel itchy in your sensation, itchy in your thought, itchy in your perception, and you feel a lot of ego in your sensation, ego in your perception and your thought. More thought, more ego. That is your consciousness become ego. Before ego, it look like itchy or become desire or become something like it make you fantastic. Oh, you want that? You want this? Okay, something like that. Okay, you the conditioning mind play game with your consciousness. Come with me. Come with sensation. Come with thought. Come with perception. Now they play game with you. They must just live with your body. The Buddha said, just live in daily life with your breathing as home. Can you come back to your breathing as home? Feel your breathing. Then you free from sensation. Feel your breathing. Then you free from perception. Feel your breathing. Then you feel free from thought. That's why the Buddha just said, before the Buddha enlightenment, the Buddha just lived with his breathing as home. How to live with his breathing as home? Even you talk, listen to me, can you still you breathing or not? Even you listen to me, still you breathing or not? I'm still breathing. I keep you talk. I still breathing and I always aware of my breathing. Then my consciousness got paired with body all the time. Okay? But you breathing every moment, you not keep your consciousness with your breathing. Not keep your consciousness with your body and breathing. Then your consciousness got hanging around in your conditioning mind, sensation, thought, and perception. Now, just follow the Buddha way of enlightenment. Before enlightenment, the Buddha always live with breathing as home. Can you just listen to me and feel your breathing together? Don't have to watch your breathing, but just feel your breathing, aware you are breathing nicely, smoothly. Can you aware of your breathing nicely, smoothly? Can you? This is the way to wake up your consciousness, wake up from sensation, wake up from perception, wake up from thought. Can you feel conscious on your breathing and on this person who is breathing? Can you? And my master say, just you be conscious more and more on your body. When you see, just see. When you hear, just hear. Because your consciousness is not gone. Okay? You understand this concept? So how to do meditation with consciousness? Mind is consciousness, pure mind. Now you do meditation with conditioning mind. Okay? Because you immediately focus your breathing. But you don't know when you focus your breathing, where your consciousness? Your consciousness not wake up. When you focus, you got down. That means you hanging around with thought. You got perception, but breathing this way, that way, this way. Conception hanging around with perception. And when you breathing, you feel too much happy and fall asleep. Present sensation. That's right. So that's why you must skillful mean, must develop skillful mean by draw your consciousness come to your body. How? Relax your body, your consciousness come to your body. relax the whole body, your consciousness become the one of the body. Or if the consciousness not come up, I just tell you put a book on your head. When you put a book on your head, before you closing eye, you can realize something, you need more awareness on your head. More awareness will bring consciousness come over the whole body, okay? And then you do meditation from consciousness, pure mind, seeing. That's why the way I tell you, watch and see, because you know, watching, this is monkey mind. You need to watch, bring monkey mind to watch. But at the same time, you must wake up with pure consciousness that is seeing, okay? Seeing that is more seeing. Consciousness will be released. You wake up from the monkey mind who watch. Now, if you not seeing, only watch. Don't see. Don't got seeing from consciousness, watching only, that mix up with monkey mind, conditioning mind, and consciousness. Okay? So how to have a good start? You must practice meditation from pure mind consciousness, not from the monkey mind. Pure mind consciousness is seeing things as they are. But, okay, you got this monkey mind, you need to calm down, then you watch. Watch your breathing, that is from your monkey mind. Okay? Can calm it down. But when you calm it down, you need to wake up very fast with seeing. Then watching become more wake up, become seeing. Okay? First you watching more than seeing. But when you wake up, you got seeing more than watching. Okay? When you got seeing more than watching, then watching disappear because more than watching, seeing more than watching, it become awareness wake up inside. Okay? Or the mind who watch. Now, not watch from the mind, but become notice from heart. It go to heart. Can you notice your breathing? Don't have to watch. Can you notice from heart? Smile. Then you can notice from smile. You can notice from smile inside. Can you smile and notice how you breathing? Can you? Need really silent meditation. Notice. Because you never practice silent place, quiet. Seeing, notice, notice you're breathing in, notice every moment you're breathing in. Seeing, notice every moment you're breathing out. You got more awareness, wake up. So this is vipassana. Notice in Thai language, we use the word kamnot lu, okay? Kamnot lu. Okay? Notice. Now you only watch. This is only samatha. Watch and see is samatha. Notice and got awareness. Awareness and see. When you notice, you got awareness and see. Awareness and see. How to notice and awareness and see. How to notice. Can you feel your arm now? Feel your hand. Can you notice your pulse or sensation on your arm here? Can you notice your pulse? If you can, you notice from heart. You don't have to watch. You notice from heart. This is notice. You can notice your pulse or somebody very fat can notice pulse. But you got sensation? Can you notice sensation? So now, how to notice sensation? Feel from heart. Can you feel your pulse or sensation on your arm? Quiet. Your mind doesn't have to what? Your mind go inside, become notice. And when your mind go inside, become notice, it become awareness and see. Okay? From heart. This is 100% vipassana, because you got awareness and see from heart. So this one, you can realize very simple, very easy. If you can feel yourself, then you can see yourself. Can you feel your pulse or sensation? Can you feel? Or feel here? Can you feel your pulse or sensation? You got awareness and see. Awareness and see. And this is intuition. Because you don't do anything, you just feel. And how you got awareness and see? We call intuitive awareness. Okay? So you never learn how to develop intuitive awareness because you use your thought. If you use your heart to feel your body, now touch your body. Can you feel your pulse and sensation? It become wake up with intuition, or it become awareness and see with intuition. If you would like to practice vipassana, do this way. In daily life, you got contact or not? Whatever you do, you got 5 sensory organ: ear contact, tongue contact, nose contact. But at the same time, you got body contact or not? The primary contact is body contact. You agree with me? Then you just mindful and aware of your body as primary contact. Then you can bring inwards. Feeling yourself, even you hear something good or bad, feeling yourself. Even you look something beautiful or not beautiful, feeling yourself. This is awareness and see. This is vipassana. Can you feel your sensation, cool or hot over the body? Even you don't watch, don't look, but can you feel? And where you feeling from? And what you got? Awareness and see. This is intuitive awareness. So, but if you can develop samatha, one pointedness of mind, more stillness, more clearly seeing with awareness and see. More stillness, more sharpness, more clearly seeing with awareness and see. Okay? So that's why I start with samatha first. But even in daily life, you say, Master, difficult to keep constant mindful. Okay, we can start from mindful to develop awareness, and also we can start from awareness to develop mindfulness together. Okay, also there are 2 ways: mindfulness to develop awareness, mindfulness to develop awareness, awareness to develop mindfulness. So when you are so lazy, master, not fun, no fun. When I just want no fun, yeah, when you want, it become empty, no fun. Okay, you always like fun. So just feel joyful, you got fun or whatever. Can you feel? When you feel, then you know, your mind working into two functions. First function is thought. Okay? Second function is feeling. Okay? When you got a lot of thought, then we develop mindfulness. Bring your mind to calmness and one-pointedness. Okay? But you say, Master, no fun to practice mindfulness every moment, no fun. Yeah, no fun. Not delicious. When you eating, when you got mindfulness, not delicious. You always want delicious. Then, Master, sometimes I don't want mindfulness, I want delicious. Okay, after you. So, you want delicious. Can you just awareness? Delicious, it make you got desire. Can you awareness of your desire when you got delicious? Okay, you still got, okay, fun with delicious, but can you witness the heart inside? Witness the heart inside, got attachment. Okay? And then you just awareness and see. Oh, selfie, your mental quality. I want to know, I taste delicious food. Okay, my master, let me taste delicious food, eat delicious food. But you got delicious, at the same time, you need to got wisdom also. So when you got delicious, you need to develop with wisdom to see how much you attach. Okay? You got delicious. Okay, you say, just let me got delicious together sometime. I want delicious, I don't want mindfulness, okay? You got delicious. But you need to see how your mind is. Your mind got more attached or addicted, more attached. And then your mind not cannot let go, okay? Always need delicious food. And when you got sometime, someday, you cannot find delicious food, you might feel suffer, okay? Your heart feel suffer. So, if you still want to be involved with desire and attachment, never mind. Just see you got more or less desire and attachment in your heart. Just realize, just aware. This is your lesson. First lesson, never mind. You do things with desire. But the first lesson, do you know you got desire? Okay? Do you know you got desire? Accept. Yeah, I accept. Okay? You got desire. When you got this lesson, then the second lesson, how when you do things with desire more and more, it makes you attached. You accept? Yeah, this is second lesson. And how you do things with more desire and attachment, you feel not good if you don't have it, that's right? Okay, you feel suffering now if you cannot find it. Okay? So then learn the Four Noble Truths in your heart. Okay? Because Kunong said to me yesterday, if you're not married, you not see suffering. So you want to do good meditation, married first. I agree. After married, then you can see suffering. Okay? Married first, okay? Okay, for you, not for me, huh? Marry first, okay? And then you can see suffering, okay? Okay, so now, okay, you eat delicious food first, and then you can see it's not real happiness, okay? It's not real happiness, okay? Now you got awareness and see from heart. So that I tell you, witness your heart. You say you want delicious food and make you desire, you want desire. But you got desire. Can you witness your desire coming in your heart? So if you got desire, you just witness your desire. This is your lesson to learn, okay? Lesson to learn, to know all about your desire. And to know more, if I got desire a lot, more and more, you can see it disappear. To some point, it disappear. It become less desire, less desire. Can you see less desire? So that's why desire or present feeling and present feeling is impermanent and is suffering. It cannot be desire until no limit. When you got limit, it become less desire. Then you can see desire also suffering also, okay, by nature, okay? You like this food? Okay, I feed you every day, every month. Maybe only one month you get boring. Oh, this food you feed me. Oh, you told me you like it. I feed you every day, every month. No more muscle. So I feel boring with this food. Now I feel suffer already. Okay. So there is the story in Tipitaka or in the Buddhist story. In the Thai movie, there is a guy who has so beautiful woman. Then he not regard his parent. He not see his parent. His parent say he not listen. So his parent say, I will keep you with this woman whole day, whole night in the room. What problem? One day, no problem. 1 week, oh, get boring. 1 month, oh, too much boring. Then his parents come. You want to come to me? Yeah, please help me. Now, I feel it's get boring with beautiful woman. First, I feel very good. 1 week. 1 month is too much. Please, not put me together in the room. This is the Thai movie. Okay. But the Thai movie, they say, this is very naughty boy. He put until feeding, until long hair getting old, until both become getting old, and become sick. Oh, this is... I have illusion eye. Now I have my wisdom eye. Now is only beautiful in the beginning, but it's changing to all age and become decay, and now smell bad. Oh, something like that. He just ask for help because the movie just put the door and lock everything and just feed food. You stay together. Okay? You need not listen to me. You stay two women together and listen. Now, then they say, this is so suffering. Okay? So suffering. Okay? So that's why you know even desire, suffering also. Okay? Then you can regard why you not enough. If it's suffering, you should be enough. Oh yeah, I agree, I'm enough. But you're not enough. Okay, do it. More desire. But just witness your heart get boring. Okay? You think you want, but your heart get boring already. Okay? Too much desire. Then you can see desire make you suffering. Okay? So now you can see the way of salvation. Just freedom of mind, not desire, not attachment. That is the best. Salvation. That's right. Can you realize that? And now, just now, okay. I watch you, and I talk to you. I watch myself. I got a cold. Yeah, a moment. Not today cold. I have a few days before cold. Okay. So that's why. You also watch yourself, okay? Then you can see what happened to yourself when you talk. I got a cold, I got dry, then I have to drink, okay? Because things impermanent and suffering, okay? Too much talk is suffering. You know, too much cow is suffering. Make me dry, make me have a cold, make me have a cough. So better we finish break for 15 minutes, okay? Sadhu, sadhu.